If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn that we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cow commercials.
That's right. Pick it, Badger.
Pick it out, Badger.
Pick it, Badger.
That's right. Yep. Let's have some more music.
Let's do it.
Yeah, Prickly Pear. We haven't heard from them for a while, the late Lockie Hamilton, with that beautiful singing there. Ain't nobody here but us chickens.
Thank you. chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself, stop your fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay.
Hey, boss man, what do you say?
It's easy pickings. There ain't nobody here but us chickens.
That's right. Ain't nobody here but us chickens.
There's no fox in here.
Margo said that always brought back great memories for her because that was a song that her mother and grandmother would sing to her. Yeah.
Holy cow. Yeah. Really?
Yep.
I knew that song had been around a while.
It's been around a long time. Yeah that's yeah. right.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're ranching exotic chickens.
Chicken ranch.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Don't go there.
Chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders. Being from the Great Basin, we know about that.
We know about
the other one. Yeah, right. Yeah. All sorts of different.
Keep going.
Oh,
keep
man.
Moving.
You know, it's going to be good here because we got to go to Cowpoke Poetry pretty quick. So it's a good thing that we are. We're exotic animal ranching, but hey, let's have some Cowpoke Poetry.
What you got?
The Cat Wrangler.
I got to tell you about a friend of mine. He lives in the Hoback Basin and he manages a ranch in the Hoback Basin. Now, the reason he manages this ranch and does not own it is because the last time this ranch sold, it sold for $75 million. As ranchers, we just don't have that kind of money hanging around, right? Now, incidentally, did you know that if Dolly Parton were a rancher, she'd be flat busted too? That's the truth, folks. Anyway, the feller who bought this ranch has deep pockets, and he says, Andy, it's actually a pretty good deal. If we need equipment, we buy equipment. If we need to hire hands, we hire hands. He says, the only problem with it is, he says, I've about worked myself out of a job. He says, the only thing I got left to tend to are these stupid barn cats. Never tell anything to a cowboy poet that you don't want to hear in a poem. But so, like, there's a couple of words for our non-agrarian friends that I need to explain to you before we get too carried away with this poem. The first word is prolapse. Bovine uterine prolapse. Many of you know what this is. When the mama cow calves, sometimes the uterus turns inside out when it follows the calf out. You got to clean it up, you got to stuff it back in, and you got to sew it in place. Right, Yvonne? That's exactly right. That's life. The second word I need to explain to you here is AI, artificial insemination. Now, the best way to explain that is with this simple joke. Two milk cows are sitting out in the pasture. Bessie turns to Bossie and says, hey, I was artificially inseminated this morning. Bossie says, I don't believe it. And Bessie says, yeah, no bull. So now that you have those two words behind you, let's build to this poem here. Well, I wake up every morning and I go to start my day, run out to feed the horses, and I fork them off some hay. But my life of new contraptions is enough to make you sob. I've improved our place so much that I'm left without a job. New tractors and new balers, new feeders and the such, heated water tanks and hoses in a truck without a clutch. Hired hands do all the work, and then it really makes me miffed that now I am dispensable, if you somewhat catch my drift. The nightman calves the heifers, and the poison kills the rats. The only thing I've left to tend to are these stupid doggone cats. I've become a cat wrangler. The strangest thing you ever saw, a fumbling feline caretaker of fang and fur and claw. The cats are my remuda. I work them without force. I herd them from afoot and no longer need a horse. I sew up tiny prolapses and help them birth and breed. I took a special AI class, a risky task indeed. But I'm always extra careful to ensure my health and strength, so I duct taped a welding glove to the end of a stovepipe length. I milk one to feed the orphans. Not the easiest of feats. Takes twice as long to milk her, because there's twice as many teats. I worm and tag and vaccinate and write them in my book. I mark and brand and castrate, take the oysters to the cook. Sometimes I have to do that line twice. I've become the strangest cat boy in these and distant lands, but to change what I've turned into, I'd have to fire several hands.
Well, you got to have cat wrangling there with the exotic ranching, don't you?
Absolutely.
You all right. How about a little Dick's pick?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Classic.
We're doing it this week.
Classic.
Who is it?
Jim Stafford.
What's he singing?
Spiders and Snakes.
Well, of course he is.
Said you wanna walk me home from school. Well, I said, yes, I do. She said, I don't have to go right home, and I would kinda like to be alone. Some of you would. I said, me too. And so we took a stroll, wound up down by the swimming hole, and she said, silly, and found the frog in the water by a hollow log, and I shook it at her, and I said, this frog's for you. And she said, I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me.
You fool, fool.
I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me. Like I wanna be loved by you. Well, I think of that girl from time to time. I call her up when I got a dime. I say, hello, baby. She said, ain't you cool? Said, do you remember when, and would you like to get together? Said, I see you after school. I was shy and so for a while, most of my love was touching smiles. And she said, come on over here. I was nervous as you might guess, still looking for something to slip down her dress. And she said, let's make it perfectly clear. She said, I wanna be loved by you.
Boy, that brings back some memories, too. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, this whole show is something, man.
That it is.
That it is. Yes, Ed, we are talking about exotic animal type ranching.
Okay.
We're going to ditch out to a cow commercial, and when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.